Good morning. The headlines. Warren Mwambazi defends his move to UPND's party petitions his adoption in court. CSPR calls for transparency amid falling inflation. And in global news, Trump seeking edits to US-Iran deal. And now the details. My name is Christine Ngwisha. Former Bwana Mkubwa Independent Member of Parliament Warren Mwambazi has defended his decision to contest the 2026 general elections on the UPND ticket, saying the move is aimed at accelerating development in the constituency. Mr. Mwambazi explains that serving as an independent lawmaker is financially demanding, and operating outside an established political structure comes with numerous challenges that can hinder effective delivery of development to the people. Speaking to Phoenix News in an interview, Mr. Mwambazi said the decision is not driven by personal political interests and has disclosed that his working relationship with the UPND did not start today. He has revealed that since entering Parliament in 2021, he has been quietly collaborating with the ruling party in the background, including the contributing 5,000 kwacha monthly towards party activities, and worked closely with UPND on key legislative matters such as Bill 7. Mr. Mwambazi adds that his decision to officially join the party is merely a continuation of an existing relationship. UPND Copperbelt Province Youth Chairman Wallen Hinyama has petitioned Mr. Mwambazi's adoption as the party's adopted parliamentary candidate for Bwana Mkubwa constituency, alleging that his adoption was conducted in a fraudulent manner.
I started paying 5,000 kwacha every month to UPND from my salary at parliament up to this August. They still are cutting 5,000 to contribute for the party. So we've been working together in the background. Now this was time to come out and be with the people and everybody now to know, so that first, we don't want to be seemingly judged that we had crossed the floor of the house and as it were, but we had to stay and work internally with the party. So we are coming from somewhere. It's not that we are just coming from nowhere. We've supported, we've discussed with the president, we've agreed on various aspects, and he has also accommodated us.
The Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, CSPR, has urged government to be transparent on the country's continued downward inflation rate and ensure it is not providing invisible subsidies. In an interview with Phoenix News, CSPR Executive Director Isabel Mkelabai said the recent drop in inflation to 6.6% in May is encouraging, as it has brought the country within the target range set under the macroeconomic framework. Ms. Mkelabai has attributed the decline to lower food inflation, helped by reductions in the prices of breakfast meal, roller meal and other grain products, which have eased pressure on households. She, however, notes that non-food inflation has continued to rise slightly and raised concern over possible indirect measures being used to keep fuel prices artificially low, warning that such interventions could distort the true inflation picture. Ms. Mkelabai adds that government must be more open about any revenue foregone through such measures and should also focus on reforms that improve household welfare, including job creation, wage improvements, and broader measures to make basic goods more affordable.
Very important for us to understand how they are closing in on the gaps on those aspects. To us, it did seem like that measure was, you know, a form of subsidy there. And if that is the case, then it may must what the true picture of inflation should be looking like. But like we are saying, these are things that we would expect more clarity from the government to give and to be more transparent about in terms of, how we are getting to this point.
The Small and Medium Enterprise Association is urging government to engage independent consulting engineers in the evaluation of constituency development fund projects to ensure the delivery of standard works by small and medium enterprise contractors. Association Director of Mines, Ngobola Muyembe, says the lack of independent evaluators is leading to substandard works, a blame that must not entirely be pinned on the contractors as they only deliver projects within the fund allocation. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Muyembe said inasmuch as the prioritization of local SME contractors in CDF projects is a good move, project delivery has been poor as they are priced poorly due to lack of independent evaluation. He has noted with concern that some projects such as bridge constructions are often too basic with no consideration of erosion protection, making the bridges fail to serve the community longer than expected. Mr. Muyembe says government cannot be a client and an evaluator at the same time, stressing the need for external evaluation with an evaluator that could price the projects properly so that contractors could standard works as well as make profit.
The funding itself is a very good initiative. It's a very good potential project that can actually develop SMEs in construction. But they should have an independent consulting engineer to evaluate and price those projects, so that they are projects that can be worth implementing. I'll give you one example. When you do a bridge, one of the most important components of a bridge is erosion protection, and that's where the most money is. But you find that they design a bridge with just concrete with no erosion protection. And when a person goes to do this project, end up not satisfying the constituency, the people start to say, this project is not worth it, this amount of money or whatever.
The Zambia Chamber of Mines says the mining industry is investing in new technologies and skills development to support sector expansion and government ambitious copper production targets. Chamber Chief Executive Officer Sokwani Chilembo has told Phoenix News that the industry's growth trajectory will require a new generation of workers equipped with skills suited to emerging mining technologies. Mr. Chilembo said the Chamber is working closely with stakeholders using the Skills Development Fund and has partnered with the International Labour Organization, ILO, to identify critical skills needed to support future growth. He notes that mining companies are already embracing advanced technologies, citing the launch of a tunnel boring machine at NFCA Chambishi Mine and the deployment of an electric mining train at First Quantum Minerals Operations. According to Mr. Chilembo, these technological advancements are transforming the mining landscape and creating demand for specialized expertise that is increasingly sought after across the globe.
The industry, as you know, is expanding in line with government's vision, and all of this will introduce new challenges. We need new technologies which require new talent, so we've got the Skills Development Fund with whom we work very closely, and we are working with the International Labour Organization to identify skills that are critical to the growth path that we are using. You saw the tunnel boring machine being launched at Chambishi NFCA.
In global news, President Donald Trump has requested that edits be made to the U.S.-Iran deal aimed at bringing an end to fighting that began earlier this year. The changes are related to the Strait of Hormuz and the removal of highly enriched uranium. Mohammad Bagar Ghalibaf, Iran's chief negotiator, said on Sunday that Tehran would not agree to any deal unless Iranian rights were fully secured. The BBC reports on this and other world stories.
Health authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo have celebrated the recovery of four nurses who had contracted Ebola. Officials said their cases showed how early detection and treatment could improve the chances of survival. A right-wing political outsider has won the first round of Colombia's presidential election, which will now go to a runoff in 3 weeks' time. Abelardo de la Espriella will face the left-wing candidate Ivan Cepeda, who came a close second. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has told the BBC's U.S. partner CBS that his government has evidence that Russia is training abducted Ukrainian children who have grown up in Russia to fight against their own country.
We now take a break.
from analog to digital.
All right, we're going to kick things off.
Rising for 30 years.